If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there!
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It takes a lot of hard work to make it look easy. This Mother's Day, Duluth Trading Co. can help you give her something that keeps up. Whether you prefer to shop online or in-store, Duluth has a motherload of gear, goods, and gifts to keep her comfortable and capable, no matter what needs doing. With Duluth's problem-solving details and legendary durability to boot, you'll finally be mom's favorite again. Check out DuluthTrading.com for all your Mother's Day gifting needs.
Hello and welcome to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello and welcome to Gardeners Favourites, a new podcast series featuring Alan Titchmarsh, Kate Bradbury and the team here at Gardeners World magazine. In this special winter series, we'll share with you some of our winter highlights, guaranteed to beat the winter gloom, with options to get you outside enjoying your garden and recommendations for days when you want to curl up indoors. So sit back and enjoy as we share our favourites.
Hi, I'm Lily Middleton, content creator at BBC Gardeners World magazine, and today I'm going to be talking about plants for winter decoration. I may be in the minority, but I love waving goodbye to summer and welcoming the cooler days of winter. The chance to get cosy, eat puddings with lashings of custard, wear tights and boots, and go on long, chilly walks wearing woolly layers, and then reward yourself with a large glass of red wine by the toasty fire in a pub. I will argue with anyone who claims summer is better. I won't be swayed. But I do admit that winter can feel quite long and dark at times, and it can be a bit bleak. And not in the frosty yet hauntingly magical way that the carol In the Bleak Midwinter would imply. That's where the winter decorations come in. Bringing a bit of the outside in during the winter months can really lift the spirits. And when daylight hours mean time in nature can be limited, it means you've always got a bit of the outdoors to find sanctuary in. It also doesn't have to be just for Christmas. January is a bit of a struggle for lots of us, so keeping decorations up throughout the frosty months can be hugely beneficial. One of my favourite jobs in the garden at Fulham Palace, where I volunteer, is creating wreaths for the Christmas fair. And although traditionally people hang them on their doors at Christmas time, there's no reason why you can't have a wonderfully wintry wreath up all season if it lasts that long. It's also a really fun, crafty activity, combining my love of gardening with my love for making things. Anytime ribbons and foliage get together, I'm here for it. One of the most undervalued plants for a wreath is probably the mossy layer that you start with. It reminds me of woodland walks in Ireland and Scotland, or the incredible Wissmann's Wood on Dartmoor, where the forests can feel prehistoric at times. But its purpose in a fresh wreath is to keep all your plants fresh for as long as possible. Then, of course, comes the foliage, and there's some decisions to be made. Do you go for lush green holly leaves, or the brown hues of dried bracken or similar? Make sure you wear gloves if you're handling holly, especially when arranging it onto a wreath. I speak from bitter experience. Layering foliage onto a wreath is a very satisfying step and crucial to get right. No one wants a wonky wreath. The final touches can come from whatever winter detail you find when foraging around the garden or in areas where it's permitted to do so. Add a flash of colour with some berries or paint some pine cones in gold or silver paint and tie them on using wire. The best thing about wreaths is you can be as bold or creative as you like. The only thing to consider is how long things will last once they're on your door or wall, but it's always fun to experiment. If you're a Christmas fan and go all out, the possibilities for festive decorations from the garden are endless. I never host Christmas, my flat's too tiny, so the perks are that I don't have the stress of the preparations, even if I'm always on hand to peel a spud or two as a guest. But when I do have my dream home and a big dining room table, I'll definitely be creating a centrepiece filled with plants and handmade creations. Just you wait. Another winter decoration can come from dried flowers. Of course, this does rely on you having collected and dried the flowers in the late summer and early autumn. So if you missed your chance this year, make a note to get prepared next year. I love dried flowers. They've come so far since the dusty potpourri in your grandparents' bathroom. I follow lots of incredible artists and florists on social media who create truly breathtaking creations with dried flowers. And the best thing is, you can bring a taste of summer into the home in the cold winter months with these dried memories of when the garden was bursting. Some dried honesty paired with twigs and fairy lights can be a classy addition to the winter home. Or a wreath using dried flowers can be a long-lasting addition to the home decor. Also, if you have friends and relatives who value a homemade gift, these can be a lovely gesture at Christmas. The straw flower is an obvious choice, but for a reason. It's remarkably tough, even when still on the stem, and works wonderfully as a dried flower. They're also called the everlasting flower, which gives you some idea of their toughness. No falling petals here. But it also really keeps its colour, which is something else to consider. I recently attempted some dried flower embroidery, but I've already found my artwork to be fading as it sits on a wall near a window in my flat. And it's also starting to drop petals. So it's really worth understanding how to dry and how to preserve your flowers when working with dried flowers. Impatience is not a virtue here. I hope I've managed to persuade you that despite the cold of the winter months, there's still beauty to be found in the outside world, which can easily be brought into the home to give you a lift this winter. Light some candles, make a cup of tea, grab your favourite novel and savour the joy of slowing down and embracing the season.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardener's World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.